A local charity, which has been working to bring a historic building back to life, is celebrating its successes and looking forward to what the future holds. The Banana Enterprise Network has been working to bring Rock Hall in Moses Gate Country Park back into use for 4 years, working alongside Bolton Council. And after a successful year and with plans for the future, the charity has shared its best times and has thanked supporters. Jane Allman, the charity's CEO, said, 2023 was the year that our joint £4 million funding bid with Bolton Council was accepted by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, or NLHF, to begin the development phase. During 2023, the charity also continued to deliver free activities for the community, including archery, axe throwing, various sports, walks and nature-related activity, thanks to funding from various parties. We also successfully bid for funding to begin an edible garden project, which will see the creation of a new raised bed near the hall for the community to grow fruit and vegetables. This project began by planting some new fruit trees in the park. In the summer, we delivered a fully funded Art in the Park project in Rock Hall's grounds. Participants were invited to paint a picture of the hall, and members of Bolton Art Circle helped us to deliver the project by providing advice to those who took part. The winning Rock Hall Artist of the Year 2023, voted by the public, was a local resident called Edith Holden, and she, along with some of the other participants, have very kindly donated their paintings for future display in the hall. We had some limited edition prints of Edith's painting produced, which were sold to help raise funds for our charity work. When asked what 2024 will bring for the historic building, Jane said, "We will begin the development phase of Rock Hall Revival. This includes our conservation plan and undertaking all required surveys, audits, consultations and investigations necessary. We will seek planning and listed building consent and will also be undertaking urgent works to secure the building against further deterioration. The development phase of the project also includes engaging with new and existing partners in order to develop and deliver a programme of fully funded activities to engage people with the heritage. Once that phase is completed successfully, we can apply to the NLHF for the rest of the funding for the delivery phase, which will involve the full renovation along with a new extension built at the rear." Jane said the future of Rock Hall looks promising and they aim to complete the whole project by the end of December 2027. She said, "If all goes according to our plans, Rock Hall will be developed into a vibrant, multi-purpose destination venue which will be used by the local community and beyond. The history of the building will not be forgotten and there will be a hive of activities both inside and out. There will be a large cafe, function room, shop, heritage area and community rooms. The hall will be fully accessible too. The existing building will have been completely renovated and the new rear extension will almost bring the hall back to its original size." Jane continued, "Projects like these can take up to 10 years and we are only now entering our fourth year, but so many of our original supporters and volunteers are still with us on the journey, for which we are very grateful. The level of support for our project is increasing all the time. Thank you."
Yes, thanks.